of BTS rock the AGT stage, Blackpink gush about working with Lady Gaga, and Kanye West gets temporarily banned from Twitter. This is Billboard News Now for Thursday, September 17th. First up, another day, another epic performance. Last night, BTS rocked America's Got Talent with an explosive performance of their hit single, Dynamite. Similar to the music video, the performance found the K-pop superstars in 70s-inspired clothing, busting a move amid a vintage movie theater, gas station, restaurant, and more. Yeah, I am in stash tonight. Charge me with the fight, set the night alight. Next up, it's been one of the biggest collaborations of 2020, Lady Gaga and Blackpink. And for Billboard's new Gaga cover story, the ladies open up about how she's influenced them over the years. I'm super psycho, make it crazy when I turn the lights low. When Lady Gaga teamed up with Blackpink for Sour Candy, it was a full circle moment for the members of the K-pop quartet, who say they studied Gaga's music during their time as pop star trainees. Member Jisoo recalls, I remember we used to say to each other, let's make this kind of great music someday. Adding, there are so many things to learn from Lady Gaga. She is not afraid to try new things, and she enjoys every performance sincerely. Member Lisa went on to say, I can't list all the influence that Lady Gaga has given me in my generation, but among them, she's an artist who always creates new styles that have never been done before, and she delivers meaningful messages to people who hear her music. Jennie, meanwhile, says she will never forget the feeling of watching the video for Lady Gaga and Beyoncé's Telephone for the first time, admiring the creativity between the two artists, fashion, and characters, saying, I remember thinking, someday I want to try something original and creative like this. I'm super psycho, make it crazy when I turn the lights low. Sour candy, yeah, 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 yeah. Life being thugs, no choice selling drugs, genocide what it does. And lastly, Kanye West has officially been suspended from Twitter. Here's Jordan Rowling with the story.
Following a string of tweets on Wednesday, September 16th, in which he railed against his recording contracts and called out the issue of artists not owning their masters, Kanye West was temporarily suspended from Twitter. I was screaming at my daddy, told me it ain't Christ-like. I was screaming at the referee just like. On Wednesday night, conservative commentator Candace Owens tweeted that Kanye asked her to let everyone know his account had been locked, adding hashtag free Kanye. Shortly after, former Lakers star Rick Fox followed suit, confirming the 12-hour ban, which a Twitter spokesperson tells Billboard came after one of Ye's tweets was removed for posting private information. The tweet in question, Kanye uploaded the phone number of a Forbes magazine editor, encouraging his followers to call.
For more on all these stories, you can head on over to billboard.com, and don't forget to review and subscribe to our podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.